It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
10 minutes now, it is 2:05. Sean Kelly is a director at Parity Wealth Managers. Joins me on the line now. Sean, a very good good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Africa. Fantastic to be on with you again.
We were talking about New Year's resolutions a moment ago when it comes to fitness. I suppose one could set themselves New Year's resolutions when it comes to finance as well, can't they?
Absolutely. I think it's something important that people should be looking at least, you know, annually, whether it's on your birthday or beginning of the year. It's a moving target. And your financials, you know, of course, your budget, your lifestyle, depending on what happens, does update regularly. So, yeah, it should be looked at least on a yearly basis.
Absolutely. Let's talk, though, about the potential asset prescription laws that are coming in South Africa. And perhaps start there. What is asset prescription?
Yeah, and I think, you know, just to give a bit of context, prescribed assets is a relatively generic term. But essentially, it means that a certain percentage of individuals and institutional retirement savings must be allocated to specific government-approved instruments. Now, these instruments are relatively broad in nature, such as instruments with social and economic development objectives, like infrastructure or housing, or perhaps on the other end of the side, SOEs such as Eskom and SAA. But it's important to note that it's not a new concept for South Africans. In 1956, under the old apartheid government, our Pension Fund Acts introduced prescribed assets, which did last over 30 years. And at its peak in the late 70s, pension funds were required to invest more than half their assets in government bonds. But thankfully, it was scrapped in 1989. But more recently, what has got investors rightfully concerned is that the ANC has mentioned the reintroduction of prescribed assets over a number of years, the most recent of which being during this year, ANC unveiling of its 2024 general election manifesto, whereby the ANC announced its intention to engage and direct financial institutions to channel their investments into public infrastructure products through prescribed assets. But what's important, Africa, for investors is that to note that it's still a long road from being actually becoming law. So prescribed assets might be a bad idea. People should avoid making hasty choices with their retirement savings based on speculation only.
The concept of prescribed assets is not a bad one in itself, right? If nothing else, it almost dictates. No one likes to be dictated to, but it dictates investment, quite frankly, within the country. The challenge we have is the sorry state of these state-owned enterprises and how they've been vehicles for the clinical execution of what we now term as state capture. And that's where I suppose investors would be worried, right? Because I don't want my money that I've been working very hard to save for my retirement going into enterprises, quite frankly, that the politicians are going to use as their private banks.
It's an excellent point. And I think, you know, to put it very simply, South Africa's economic woes do not stem from a lack of funding. So I think investors, you know, if they saw some light at the end of the tunnel, wouldn't be, you know, have such an adverse opinion toward prescribed assets. But to your point, you know, what we've seen up recently and up until this year is that, you know, you're basically putting money in SOEs and, you know, it's going into a black hole. If there was, you know, infrastructure projects and stuff that we could see actually going back into the economy, I think investors would certainly have an easier time investing in, using prescribed assets. There are countries around the world that have used it previously. The UK even had it, and it worked relatively well. But I suppose the difference there is that most of those assets were going, investors could see where their money was going. Whereas in Africa, yeah, it's obviously, we know what's happening, and I think that's what has investors, you know, I suppose that's what has investors upset about the idea.
What, if anything, can be done about it, I wonder, Sean, because I hand over a certain percentage of my income into an investment portfolio that is determined by the company I work for. And it is to those portfolio managers to then determine how they manage my money, which I hope will have grown by the time I reach retirement age. Am I able, as a person who's pouring into that pot, in any way, am I able to influence where and how that money is invested?
So it's a very good question, and I think it's important to note at this stage, prescribed assets will probably only be tilted towards retirement. So if one was, you know, really concerned about it, they could look at other forms of investment vehicles to invest their money and grow it. So just to name a few, you know, investors could look at discretionary investment savings such as tax-free savings accounts, which have become relatively popular over the last 5 years or so. They, you know, you can invest up to 36,000 rand annually, and the benefit is that you won't be taxed on any of the investment returns. Secondly, there's a, you know, more vanilla option like a direct unit trust, and this essentially allows the investor to dictate their own investment options where they won't be subject to certain regulations, such as in retirement savings. There have to be Regulation 28 compliant, where you can only invest a certain amount offshore. Direct unit trusts, you can invest the full amount offshore, and you can get an advisor to basically guide you on your investments. And it's a similar story with endowments, which are taxed at a flat rate of 12% capital gains. So it's good for sort of your high income tax earners. But also, again, there it is discretionary in nature, so it won't be subject to any regulations for prescribed assets. And those sort of options of discretionary nature will give investors the ability to bypass, well, potentially bypass regulations from the government on prescribed assets.
I suppose it's important then to advise Cape Talk and 702 listeners to sit down with the financial advisors or portfolio managers and actually have this conversation with them.
Yes, absolutely. I think it is something that is worth noting now, and I suppose having a plan of action in place should prescribed assets be, you know, promulgated in a court of law and actually being brought into action. But above that, you know, to the earlier point, is one should continuously be looking and sitting with their financial advisors, ensuring that they are saving what they plan to save, and that their long-term goals, as well as their short-term goals, are being consistently reevaluated and met. And that does come with sitting with the advisor and going over your strategies, going over your budget, and getting a general idea of where you're sitting in terms of your retirement and long-term savings.
All right, Sean, we'll leave it there.